artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Oh my, what a thing to be hearing over your radio on a Sunday afternoon. It was so nice and peaceful, and then all of a sudden, here he is. It's Michael Storm. It's Toward Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been an amazing week, another amazing week to be alive in the world. Still, you know, these times, it is just that. It is amazing, and the things that are happening around the world and the knowledge that we can find out about them because of the internet and all these tools and the connectivity, the interconnectedness of the entire world now, and how quickly news and information travels. And it's so fun to be here and come here each week to be able to do it and talk a little bit about it and just participate in it just a little bit, to feel like you're a part of it instead of just another, I don't know, little cog in the machine. You know, I know a lot of us just feel that way day to day, going through the drudgery of a job and just taking care of family and dealing with coworkers and people who don't appreciate you and don't understand you, and just the minutiae of dealing with life, to be able to find your place in it and to find a bliss and to be able to have a little bit of fun. Hopefully that's what we help you with a little bit here on Toward Anarchy. I know that can be a little bit scary, and I have to do this every week, but I know that I'm talking to new people every week, and I know that the audience here is an audience that needs to hear this, because this is an audience here that I'm familiar with. This is an audience I grew up with. This is the audience I came up through, this sort of right side of political thinking. And it didn't take much. I was a young person by the time I realized that politics and playing this particular aspect of the game, it wasn't for me. I found a different way, and I've been happy. I've done really well. I mean, I'm not particularly successful financially or anything like that, but I'm. You know, I don't have trouble paying the bills at the end of the month when it comes down to it. You know, the rent's paid and the water's still flowing and the things that are important. But the family is taken care of, and they're happy and they're healthy, and they're growing up in a world where they're aware that it's a huge, big world with a whole bunch of ideas, and that they can find their place in it. And that's been my goal all my life. I can remember as a young child thinking about who or what I would be in as adult. It was never clear. There was no clear picture of what I would do to be an adult. But as an adult, I knew who I was, because I'm the same person that I was at a fairly young age. I managed to capture that and hold on to that feeling of youth and that exuberance to learn about the world around me and to be able to come here and do something like this and take my time. I actually, this week, I didn't schedule any guests. It's just me, and I did that on purpose because I'd had some guests here recently, which they're fine. That's great. I love them. I love the different ideas and everything that they bring. But the other thing that happened, I mean, you've been listening, most of you, you've been listening the last few weeks, and you heard me talk about guests, and then they don't show up. Something happens, and for some reason they're not here, whether it's a miscommunication or whatever it is. They find something better to do with their time. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But for whatever reason, they don't show up. The call doesn't come in. I'm thinking, okay, you know, the week leading up to the show, I'm, oh yeah, this is no big deal. I got a couple of guests. That's going to take up X amount of time. So that's, you know, this many less things that I have to think about being able to fill the time with, to be able to talk about without having to dig for the information and scrounge around in the dirt and looking for the artifacts of bits and pieces to pull up. I can go and lay it out there in front of you. And then, of course, when the guest doesn't show up, I'm there going, okay, well, gee, I just screwed up. I didn't plan out the rest of my show. I expected somebody to come in here and be here and participate in the show, and now I don't know what to do. Do I just go ramble on back up over the things that I already talked about? You know, what do I do? So as an exercise to make myself remember that I need to always do the work, I'm here alone this week, and I did the work. I did all kinds of work. If you go to towardanarchy.com, and you scroll down just a little bit, just a hair, it should look the same on any device that you use it on. Click on Sunday, June 23rd, or just stay right there. It'll tell you right there some of the things I plan to talk about. Big thing, how the state taught me to kill. That's a personal story that I will iterate to you. I think I'll do that in the second hour. We'll talk about all these other things first. And there's an article. If you scroll down just a little bit further, you'll see how the state taught me to kill. That's an article I wrote that's up there at HBY. Please share that. It's been really cool watching the links and watching the number of hits and everything grow each week on the website and on the articles page there at the HBY on my author page, and watching the numbers grow each week and seeing that it's being shared. And it's all because of people like you. It's because of you guys right there being able to just take this. And this is the only way that we're going to defeat this. Just a little bit of side note. This is one of these things that I'm going to talk about here in the future. Technology is something I like to talk about a lot, in case you haven't noticed. I'm into it. And that's this defeating this authoritarian algorithm thing that's going on everywhere. Well, the easiest way to beat that is to just take raw links and share them with people. That's all there is to it. No matter what all of this other stuff is, if you just take raw links towardanarchy.com and share that with people, people are going to get to this information. They don't have to dig for it. They don't have to worry about whether Facebook is blocking out the word anarchy. They don't have to worry about whether Facebook is blocking out the word vaccination, which they do, or vaccines, especially if it's not coming from a particular authority within their community or people that they assume are authorities on it. It's actually funny, because it's not funny. It's sad. It's depressing. It's sick. It just happened just the other day. It was the first time I've seen this, and it's with this authoritarian algorithm thing. What happened was, is I went to share a link, and it was a link that it had a meme. And maybe I've shared it. If not, I'll pull it up and I'll find out. I'll share it with you sometime. I have a big vaccine program planned out. This meme was about vaccine, and it just listed some of the ingredients that are known and some of the side effects that are known. And this, they're taken directly off of the insert, the huge, you know, like 3-foot by 3-foot pages that you pull out, not these pieces of paper that a doctor prints off and gives you these propaganda sheets. This is the actual manufacturer's insert, the insert that has itty bitty little writing on like a 3-foot by 3-foot page, and it's just filled up with all these adverse reactions and cautions and information about the garbage that they put in it, all the fetal cells and things like that that they're using to create these vaccines. And so it's factual, undeniable information, and I shared it. And I got it shared. It didn't keep me from sharing it. It had to block it out. But what it did do is it popped up and it said, you just shared bad information. You just shared garbage information. Here's real information on vaccines. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Now, this is not my opinion about vaccines. This is not my thoughts on what could or couldn't happen based on my understanding. This is the CDC. This is the manufacturer. These are the people that create these things and place the guidelines for them to be released out there into the public and used on people. This is not, it wasn't me. I didn't come up with this. So it's not a lie. And this authoritarian algorithm thing that's popping up everywhere, all over the social media and in real life with these sort of social credits and things like that. It's pervasive and it's wrong. It's completely wrong. Who is it? MailChimp this past week came out and said that they would block emails that contained information about vaccinations, stuff like that, that they didn't find was useful or that they didn't think came from a proper authoritarian source. And that's the sort of thing that we're having to experience right now across the board in all these places where, yeah, it's your playground, but, you know, like the Facebook thing where if you go to the pages, it shows you, if you click on a post, it shows you, says the most important or the top posts are showing right now. And if you select, you can show all posts or you can show them in order or, you know, a couple of different options. Well, that... if you're not paying attention to that, you don't notice it, or the option to do it every time. Easy. I got a little kitty cat in the background here. Meet my little kitty friend. He's losing his mind for some reason. Hi, little puss. There he is. Yeah, hi. He's an itty-bitty sweet little thing, about 9 weeks old. And he seems lost because I'm not paying attention to him, but... he distracted me for a second there. This authoritarian algorithm thing, we'll come back to it. We'll talk about it some more because I'm trying to wrap my head around all the different ways, the different means, the things of how it's affecting us. But then also, of course, how, more importantly, how we can do something about it. And that basic, the one thing that you always have to keep in mind is you just share the direct information. Take that link, towardanarchy.com, and share it. Go to towardanarchy.com. We got How the State Taught Me to Kill. Anarchy is not about ambushing first responders, not even pigs. And I use that word on purpose because, you know, talking about the anarchy thing, if people think that when they hear the word anarchy that it's about calling people pigs and about burning cop cars and about attacking the streets, then they've got this wrong. They don't understand the word and they don't understand the meaning of people like myself who tend to use it and what it means to us. We take it quite literally. No rulers. There's nothing else about it. Okay. So it's not about hurting people. It's not about insanity or chaos or any of these things that you might picture, including scumbags who go out and shoot at police and first responders when they try to come and help people. And I want to make that distinction, and I will, and I'll continue because I have to, because I'm in that position. You know me. You understand that I am for the complete abolition of policing. So that means I'm for the complete abolition of police. Okay, because policing and police are very specific things. They have very specific duties. The police uphold the law. They do not protect people or property. Okay, they uphold the law. And policing is the practice of going out and upholding the law. It's not responding to people who need help. So there's a clear difference in my mind, even if you haven't seen it yet in the weeks that we've been doing this and talking about this. Let me make it clear. There's a difference between policing and being a first responder. There are policemen, policers, policing people who are also people who have to first respond. And the difference between those jobs, those things that they're doing, are so clear-cut in my mind, and I will continue to explain that to you through things like this. There's actually a link. If you click on the Sunday, June 23rd link, there's a link to a story there about ambushing first responders. And this is not this is not what we're doing here. This, I don't condone this. Regardless of anything else I say in relation, you must understand that I am not talking about killing people when I'm talking about anarchy. I'm not talking about tipping over everything that you understand. Well, at least not like this, like coming down on everyone and just sort of forcing everyone into chaos. That's the idea that anarchy sort of brings about to, and that's not the goal at all. The goal is to make you, yourself, the person, the individual, more responsible, more powerful for taking care of the things that are in your life and finding, it's all part and parcel. It's all part of this bigger picture of finding a comfort. Because it's pain. Life is pain and life is struggle. And if you have a comfort, if you surround yourself with the things that make you happy and you're comfortable with doing it and you don't have to feel bad about it and there's not some shadow over everything you do, like this looming government and this authority that tells you that there are things that you can do at certain times or certain places, but you can't do this, you can't do that, even in your own home, even if it's only you that does it, even if you're not hurting anybody else. It's this whole notion that we live with that specter over our shoulder. That's the thing that we're trying to get rid of, is just to turn away from that, take your energy out of all the negative, all of coercive and forceful ideas. That's to be prepared. You know, how the state taught me to kill is another link there that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And in there, it's the same thing. I mean, you don't have to not be prepared for your world, but you don't have to be, you don't have to be like government. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to, you don't have to make the big mistake. Okay, so let's talk about the news, the rest of the stuff that's up there, because it's all ties together. It's amazing how it does it. I guess it's because I have a one-track mind, and that one-track mind is liberty, you know? Okay, so Iran downed a drone this week, right? We all know this. I'm sure you've heard about this in the news. They admit it. The only dispute is the sort of location. Was it over their airspace? Was it over international waters? You know, the usual wrangling that goes on between these nations when their spy planes and things like this get shot down. And so this happened this week. And we were prepared. The U.S. was prepared, not we. I try to separate myself from that. It's like the football thing. We won the game. No, those football players did it. That team did it. We didn't do anything. I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with attacking Iran. I have no support for it whatsoever in any way. And apparently neither did the president after he thought about it. And he went and asked. He went and asked them. You know, his generals and advisors, and against their good words, he decided not to retaliate for this drone strike. And it was because he said that Iran made a big mistake. Quote, Iran made a big mistake after they shot down that drone on Wednesday night, Thursday morning in the Middle East. And then apparently they had a plan. They were ready to roll, and sort of 10 minutes before it happened, the quote from Trump was, "We were cocked and loaded." That's what he said. We were cocked and loaded. So they were ready to roll. And he pulls in his generals, his advisors. He says, you know, how many people is it? What's the death toll on this thing going to be? These three targets, I guess, that they had planned out in retaliation for this downing of the drone. And they left, and they went back and they did the math. They looked at the numbers. They came back and they said to him, 150 people are going to die. And I guess he said that that's not a reasonable response to shooting down an unmanned plane. And that's crazy. I mean, a president is responsible for killing thousands of people, civilians, maybe tens of thousands over his time in the White House, and all of a sudden 150 probably fairly specific people working in in industries it had or places it had something to do with the Iranian war machine. Presumably, we don't know. The information may have been out there. I didn't go for the minutiae of the detail. It was just important to know that the president said no. I mean, he actually went, no, let's not do this. This isn't proportional. You can't kill 150 people who didn't have anything, presumably, directly to do with destroying your little toy, your little jet that you were flying around. And so it's amazing. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing to see. Unfortunately, I don't think that it speaks anything deeper about it. He just pulled out, you know, something that he doesn't do very often. Apparently, that was another thing that came out this week. There's another right after he backed out. He was accused of rape by E. Jean Carroll. She's a journalist for New York Magazine. She says that sometime in 95 or 96 or 94 and 95, something late one, early the other in that time frame, that he assaulted her in some department store or something, dressing room, something like that. And he denies it, of course.
It's kind of the thing that seems to happen when a president or somebody refuses to go along with the New World Order plan to destroy the nation, the seven countries in 5 years,
number seven on that list. That's what we're talking about with Iran. We'll come back and we'll do some more right here on Toward Anarchy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what...
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Alrighty, welcome back to the show. It is Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. It is Sunday. It is June 23rd, and we're talking about, I shared this link, the seven countries in 5 years, because I had talked about it last week, and I mentioned it. I mentioned how I am following along with these things, that they're there. I know what's going on. I'm watching them. I see how they connect. I just am not always talking about every single one of these things, because there's too much of it to cover. And I'm already prone to, you know, sort of wandering off and talking about my own thing and doing my own thing. So I got to keep myself some kind of constraint. I get my little yellow box. Stay within my little yellow box just for right now so that the people can follow along and not have to try to play catch up with me as I'm going along. TowardAnarchy.com. Click on Sunday, June 23rd, and it'll take you to my links for the day, the stories that I'm talking about, the things that I thought were things worth mentioning that I came across this last week, you know, some things that I thought would be important to share. And underneath the links, you got to your picture of the day, the meme of the day. This was an image from Bloomberg's 2019 Healthiest Country Index. And, man, America drops again another year in a row, down to 35th on the list. And that's a 73 on their grading index, a sort of 0 to 100 grading index. And it's just – it tells a lot about America in a lot of ways when you look at that health number. And then you start to go and look at the reasons why those health numbers are – the way they are. And a lot of it has to do with failures in the healthcare system, failure of the healthcare system to actually be about healthcare instead of just making people comfortably survive, get along, drug them up, patch them up, throw them back out, get them back out there, instead of concentrating on health. And then of course, with the whole vaccine thing, we start people off early in life with attacking them with these chemicals inside. This things that could never ever get inside their bodies. It's stuffing them in there, and we're doing it with more and more frequency, and it's building up over time, and it's driving the health of America down. And there's no reason for it in a nation where even the poorest people oftentimes don't seem to be poor compared to the rest of the world. I mean, when you're talking about – I'm not talking about indigent. I'm not talking about people that absolutely have nothing. I'm just talking about the lowest surviving working people out there. Even in America, they still have a TV and a cell phone and an Xbox. Poor is certainly relative, but – poor health is relative to being poor and having a poor understanding about what real healthcare needs are and what we can do. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to share with you. I wish that I had my health guy. I used to have a nutritionist that would come on the show. Unfortunately, he died a couple of years back. And it's one of these things where he was completely healthy. Nothing wrong with him. He got an injury one day, and they discovered after the injury that he had cancer, and it was just a rapid spreading thing. And it was like, boom, one day he finds out about it, the next week he's in hospice, and the next week he was dead. Just painful, but quick and painful, and just ouch. So I don't have a health guy at the moment to come in here and talk to. The guy that, you know, I would ask him for advice because I knew him personally. I could go and sit and have dinner with him and hang out with him and talk about, you know, the fact that I eat garbage and that Americans eat garbage, and then that's the core of our poor health is the things that we're ingesting. So the beginning of our poor health in America starts at the things that we're eating and doing and to our bodies in that sense. And it's really easily controlled if we're just aware of it, if we're not going and listening to the voices of doctors who are just educated in their little field and their thing. Okay. Just educated in their own little field and their own little thing, and they didn't want to, they don't know, they can't possibly know, and they don't practice a good health. I have a doctor here in Topeka, our doctor, that's what they do. Their core is a good nutrition, but they're a regular doctor's office, and they don't force you to have vaccines to come into their office. And there's these people are out there, and these ways to be healthy, these ideas, they're all out there.
We got to go into another break. We have so much to talk about. TowardAnarchy.com.
Share the link and share the link for the show, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying.
Where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they're saying.
Welcome back. Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Michael Storm. And if you go to towardanarchy.com, you can follow right along. I was talking about nutrition, and during the break, actually, we had some callers. And I don't give out the phone number. I should. It's
1-800-848-9443. You can call in anytime and talk. I'm always happy to chat. As long as you're on topic, stay on topic, because, like I said, I have enough trouble myself trying to stay on topic and keep myself, you know, just sort of flowing in a linear thought, keeping one thought flowing from one to the next. So in that vein, and we were talking about nutrition just before I went to the break, and that image there that's up at towardanarchy.com, when you click on today's date, Sunday, June 23rd, and you scroll down, Bloomberg 2019, Healthiest Country Index, and it's kind of scary about how bad the health is, and Dave in Michigan wanted to chime in about that. So, yeah, anytime you guys want to call. Dave, what did you have to say about nutrition? What did you want to chime in?
Hey, Mike. So I'm a brand new listener. I think I tuned in last week and heard you talking.
Thank you.
And I'm out here weeding my garden. I'm kind of a health coach. I've been studying under a doctor since 2011. And when you said your doctor died and you didn't have a doctor to talk about nutrition anymore, I was like, oh my God, I got a call. I'm telling you, this guy he just turned 79 years old. He is the foremost leading expert in nutrition because he follows his own medicine and he takes his own medicine. Anyway, my wife had third stage kidney disease. He reversed it. Dozens, probably thousands. He's been doing this for over 50 years. He's probably reversed over thousands of people's type 2 diabetes. He works with a guy who was on dialysis for 72 years. After 2 weeks on his program, he called Doc and he said, oh my God, Doc, I just peed my pants.
Oh, wow.
The guy hadn't urinated in 70 some years. And in two more weeks, he was off dialysis.
That is amazing.
It really is, and it's incredible what I've seen in the past 7-8 years, what I've learned pretty much for free from this guy. I've gotten an education that most would just give their left nut for, you know what I'm saying?
I do indeed. Hey, do me a favor, David. Send me an email, man. Contact me through the website there, towardanarchy.com. Send me an email. Get with me and let's chat a little bit on the outside. Maybe I'll have you come in and we'll have a little show and we'll talk about some nutrition. We'll talk about some of these things.
Well, let me say this. I'm legally blind, so my access to the internet is limited. I do have a little flip phone that I do send emails and receive emails.
Okay.
It would be a lot easier since I am out in my garden. I don't have any way of taking down your email address. If I give you mine, or maybe I can give it to your board op, and then you can send me an email, and then I can contact you back.
Okay, yeah, that would be awesome, Dave. I would really appreciate it. That would be awesome. I'd love to talk to you.
Cool.
All right, Dave, thank you so much. That's awesome. See, that's how things are supposed to work out. You put out the word, you say a little something, and people jump right on it. And that's the way it's been since I started the show a few weeks back. You know, getting back into this and reaching out and talking to people again and talking about all these things that for a number of years have had bottled up inside me. And it's got a lot to do with some of the information that I shared today. Go to towardanarchy.com and click on today's link, Sunday, June 23rd, and it's going to take you to some stories. And we'll talk about how the state taught me to kill. And it's all part of this bigger story about who I am. And this is just one little portion of it. And I think it's important for you guys to understand it, because it's about me, and it explains what I'm trying to explain to you guys, what I want you to understand about this anarchy thing, about this we've got to get rid of government, we've got to get rid of the idea that that authority is an actual thing, that other people, that there's some logic behind the idea that I'm not capable of, I'm a screw up, I'm not capable of managing my own life, but that a whole bunch of people that are all screw-ups and presumably couldn't manage their own lives individually now can come together and magically, through a ballot and a couple of pieces of paper, fix everybody's lives. And a panacea at that, you know, just something that's supposed to – one thing fixes all. And it just – it doesn't work. It does not work that way. So let me talk about – let's see, where are we at in time? All right. We're doing okay. I wanted to share the 7 countries in 5 years link with you because that is the global research article on the all of the claims that Wesley Clark made that we were prepared to attack these 7 countries over a 5-year period. It's taken longer than that. But the countries on the list have all been sort of nailed in one way or another, and maybe all of them, possibly all of them, maybe not all of them, but most of them didn't have a Federal Reserve, a centrally controlled bank. They had their own economies. They were independent and sovereign nations that are taking care of themselves, and so that ties into the whole sort of globalist plan, the New World Order, and these machinations that go back hundreds and maybe even more years than that. They're tied into the Masonic traditions and all these things that people say are happening. I mean, they're obviously happening. Whether they're all actually intertwined together or whether it's all just a coincidence isn't really the important thing. It's like 9/11. It's a meta event. Okay, it happened. It's a thing. It's there. It's not really important the details of whether or not Bush knew exactly what was going on, or who inside his administration may have known exactly what was going to happen. The minutiae of those details aren't important. It's what they do with them that's what is important. It's how they use that meta event to change the narrative here in America and throughout the rest of the world. And that's what the 7 countries in 5 years link is about. I don't want to get off on the vaccines right now. I'll come back to it. I want to talk about these couple of things. I've got a huge vaccine program planned, and I'm going to have some calls. I'm going to have some big guests. I'm going to do the whole 2 hours. I'm going to attack at least 4 different angles of it. I'm going to bring in at least one person who is themselves vaccinated, but is 100% pro-choice in that sense, and that they're about informed consent, and so that they don't demand that the government force me to get vaccinated. We're going to have that whole conversation coming up in a couple of weeks. Save your questions on that, and we'll jump in on that in the future. Because it's really important. I really want to cover it in depth, and I don't want to just hit on it like I have, because there are a lot of people out there that, while they believe the government is corrupt and the medical industry is inept and corrupt, and the FDA and the CDC and all these people, and they're just clueless and inept, and all the problems exist, except for where it comes to vaccines, it suddenly seems, with a lot of people. And so I want to give it the attention that it really needs. I want to jump into it today. But if you go to towardanarchy.com, you can see the things that I'm definitely going to finish talking about here. This was really important. The 7 countries in 5 years thing, that's some history. That's just some background. That's just a little bit of proof that when we talk about some of these things, about war and about why they're waged and about how far in advance and how deep these things go, that's proof of it. That shows that there's long-term plans, that people that have been running the nation for 30, 40 years more are in there controlling our war machine, for sure. But this was a another one of these amazing things that occurred here recently that, of course, is worth mentioning. And this is in Dallas, this shooter. You hear about this guy, right? Of course you did. He shoots up a Dallas courthouse. But if you've seen the footage, I saw just you know, what they showed right away was him sort of shooting at a door from outside, and it was just this sort of comical Keystone Cops moment from a guy that's supposed to have been, you know, former military. The whole thing was very laughable, a show, a presentation. And then yesterday I'm sitting down, I'm doing the last few things for the show, and I hadn't seen this yet, and I hadn't seen a lot of talk. Okay, usually when something like this happens, a shooter of any kind, especially if he kills anybody, the groups that I run in, they'll be all over the false flag. This didn't happen. There are no bodies. There's no proof. Coming from all different angles. And then, of course, the other people as well. This happened, and they're a little bit more, I'll say, reasonable in their assumptions about what has occurred. But this one was weird. I didn't see that normal, constant refrain about the false flags. And actually, it was all about the comedy of it, and it was a honk. And this is apparently a racist thing now. I haven't looked into it, but apparently a honk is this racist thing now. It's a white guy thing. I'm going to have to look into what that is. But it was just it was a clown. It was a joke. It was so funny that it was instant meme. There wasn't even like somebody went, oh, is it too soon? It was, this guy's a joke, and this thing looks ridiculous. And so that overshadowed any other talk, if there was any at all, about it. And then yesterday, doing stuff for the show, I came across this article. FBI got tip about Dallas courthouse shooter in 2016. This is by Jake Bleiberg from the Associated Press, picked up by the San Francisco Gate. And it was from the 20th, so it's been about 3 days ago that this article came out. And it's got the images of homeboy there shooting up the courthouse. And there's my little kitty. It's just all upset. What is your problem? Go lie down. Go to sleep. So this article pops up, and how many times have we heard this story? I can't even count on the finger. I don't have enough fingers to count how many times we have to hear the FBI is somewhere tied up behind one of these guys. Get the kitty and bring him over here and pat him while I'm talking to you. Maybe he'll quit mewing a little bit. But no, really, seriously, think about it. Every time here, it seems like we hear about a shooter or a bombing or a cell or a group somewhere that was planning to do something. Somewhere behind it, the FBI pops up. The FBI knew more than they let on, or they could have maybe done something about it, or they were told something nonspecific years ago. It just, maybe this time it's a coincidence, maybe it doesn't matter, but it just happens so often that there seems to be FBI handler or CIA handler or something like that in all of these instances that become political. Like anytime somebody uses a gun and something like this. And this thing was such a farce when it happened. It was so just comical, a honk, I guess. I mean, I have to look it up. Let's look it up. Let's look it up together. I haven't done a word thing here in a bit. Let's look it up together. Let's see what a honk is in social media. What is a honk? Let's see if it'll tell me that. The cry of a wild goose. Yeah, no, I mean internet terms here. It's a honk in internet language. There was a dictionary. It was official language of Hong Kong. No, that's not what I was trying to bring up. I keep seeing these. Urban Dictionary. There we go. That's what I was looking for. A honk. Let's see. To squeeze a booby or pretend it's a horn or a klaxon type device. Also see hooter honk. I don't think that's what they're talking about. That's not the context that I've seen it in, but whatever. I keep seeing it. I keep seeing what it'll be. Is it'll be a meme of somebody. It'll be like that picture. If you're looking at that San Francisco Gate article right now, the very first picture up there is the picture of the shooter. And, what'll happen is they'll put the colored clown wig on him, Yeah, the rainbow wig on him. And then he'll be saying honk or something like that. And so, and I don't know. And then I saw somebody else, somebody that said something about it being racist. And it's just this weird, goofy internet stuff that's always going on around me peripherally while I'm looking at these other things. And I tend to pick up on it. I mean, I have teenage children and young children around, so I have to be aware of the lingo and the things that they're watching, the things that they're doing, and I have to be aware. That's a lot of the reason why I stay involved in this, and why I tend to know or will go and look when I want to know something like that, because I want to know what these kids are talking about. I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know about the words and the language they're using, because I want to know if they're getting it, if they're seeing the bigger picture, if they're being pulled along into the same thing that most of us have been pulled along into for a very long time here in America, and that's just the whole control mechanism of everything and everything that we talk about right here wanting to do. So of all of this stuff, I had some fun stuff this week. I watched I'm a fan now of Jordan Peele, and I always was. I like Key and Peele. If you've ever seen that show, it's a comedy show. You can watch it on Hulu right now. They have the whole series on there. Key and Peele. It's called a comedy show. A couple of black gentlemen, very funny. Oh, just hilarious stuff. Really good comedy, and skits and jokes and fun and just poking a lot of fun at real life and social mores and things like that. Politics, of course. And so I didn't know if I had actually ever seen any Jordan Peele movies or not, but Us came out here not too long ago, and I remembered seeing the previews for it, and I thought, wow, this movie looks really cool. So when it came out on Blu-ray, I rented it this week, and I'll tell you a little bit about it next break. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to learn about how the state taught me to kill right here on Toward Anarchy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
Welcome back to the show. I am Michael Storm, your host. It is Toward Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is a pleasure to be able to come here and do this for you every week. Absolute pleasure. Believe me, I am thrilled, and I get that great feeling in my gut. It's not a scary feeling. It's a anticipation. It's expected. It's just a happy feeling for me. I'm excited to do it, and I'm ready to do it, and I want to do it. And one thing that I've never done before is talk about movies too much. I'll mention when I watch one, but it's funny because I am a movie file. My collection of movies, physical Blu-ray discs, numbers in the hundreds. I probably buy on average a movie every week, not necessarily a new one. In fact, I tend to buy them used, and I'm always looking for the deal. I'm an economist first, above all things, when it comes to my interactions with the rest of the world. And everything I do, I balance what is it going to cost me, whether it's money or time or whatever it is. And that goes with my movie collection. So I have hundreds of movies, but I've never talked about movies because I don't particularly care about anybody else's opinion of them. But so why would anybody necessarily care about mine? But and so I decided this week, I'm like, well, you know what, though? If I do that, it gives me an excuse to make myself every week watch a new movie, and I like to do that. So if I come here and I say, all right, I'm going to talk about a new movie just for a couple of minutes every week, then I have that excuse. I can do it. Or maybe I can go back and hit some of these vintage ones, like talk about They Live. You know, the opener to the show is from the movie They Live. One of my favorite all-time movies, has been since I was a child, since it came out. And I could talk about that. But this week I watched Us. It came out on Blu-ray, and it was well talked about. I'm not a big horror guy. In my collection of movies, there are maybe half a dozen horror movies. I don't necessarily enjoy them because they're not like fantasy or sci-fi. They're not meant to be fake. They're meant to be real-ish and scary, but they're not. They're I can't suspend my brain, my thought processes enough to not be able to see through how just terrible they are. Oh, just terrible. I love Red Dawn. I have both. I like both of them, although the newer one wasn't as good. I love this movie because it was a sort of an homage to all these different movies that are these classic horror stories that have been out there. You know, Friday the 13th, you know, the Michael Myers character in Halloween, Freddy. All of these things are hinted at in the Us movie. And Jordan Peele just presented the thing really well. There's some great concepts that they hit on there. In fact, I had to give him props for this. The one statement, just flat out, they didn't do anything with it. They just said it. They said, you know, there's fluoride in the water, right? We're going to talk about how the state taught me to kill right here on Toward Anarchy. We come back in hour number two on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.